Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. Today's episode is not going to be fun. Today's episode is there to horrify you, to make you feel bad. Why? Because at this point, you know, I was supposed to kind of introduce this episode with a line that says that I was interviewed by another podcast, which I won't even mention the name of right now, because, well, you know, turns out that these people were kind of indecisive about where they stand in this war. They were like, oh, but Russia had better information and more believable at the start. Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. No, they didn't. But you know that. But I didn't blame them during the interview. It was super polite. If you'll find out and you'll notice me being tagged somewhere, you'll know. But after Vinnytsia, fuck it. I'm sorry, this is my angry post again. However, this time it is intended to make you angry. Why? Because, well, this time I didn't lose anyone personally. Which is, well, you know, a good thing, because I've been visiting some therapy, but, hey, finally a ginormous tragedy where Kristaps didn't lose anyone on his own, you see. That's the biggest event, and all of this episode will be dedicated just to that. It took me some time to record, because I just couldn't get my head around it. See, it's a complex thing. Okay, so Russia is running out of precision missiles. There are very few HIMARS in Ukraine, like 6, right? And some more being sent. However, Russian side is just, you know, under fire constantly. They're being spotted by drones and everything's happening. So they have nothing to respond to HIMARS, the high precision things. So they had to bomb something in a way that would hurt, that would send a message. That the lower ranks, like, you know, colonels and majors could account to Putin that they've done something. And they did. They bombed a city 80 kilometers from the front lines in Donetsk, Vinnytsia. And they did it. And this is, again, tying into logistics issues, with an anti-ship missile, no less, fired from a submarine. Because Russia is now using anti-ship and anti-air missiles to fire ground targets. Although they're less valuable. Interesting, eh? And the thing is, they targeted something called an officer's house. Now, I don't blame you Westerners for thinking that this is something to do with the army. However, it's the same thing as that we call, you know, what Americans call town halls. You know, the places where people go to meet, where concerts are held, where various community events are happening. In Eastern Europe, at least in Latvia, we call them culture houses. But as they were mostly built for officers' dance parties or concerts for officers, because army was everywhere back in Tsarist era, in Ukraine and other Slavic countries and even eastern parts of everything, they're called officers' houses. We also had a few of them there, but, you know, we just renamed them culture houses to unify the name, basically. Our central one is called the Culture Palace. It's a thing. So, Putin decides that vengeance, bloody vengeance, is the right way to answer for HIMARS. So, he claims that one of these culture houses, and this is the official response, by the way, is that a meeting was supposed to be held there between Western partners in Ukraine about weapons deliveries. So we bombed it with rockets. In Vinnytsia, which is just, it's not a huge town, and a culture house where a concert was supposed to be held, and we have documentation on this. And why would anyone go to fucking Vinnytsia to do anything? Like, this is lies to any degree, because they had to, like, account for it somehow. And the missile was launched from a submarine, no less, because, well, they're running out of normal missiles. At any rate, there are many dead people there, among them kids, and we have videos on Instagram from the mom whose leg was blown off and who died, and from her kid who was just 4 when she died. And to even more contradict this whole narrative that Russia pushes with their lies, and yes, they lie about everything, that they were aiming at this because it was some sort of military target. There have been literally zero military deaths from this event. Only civilians have suffered. Kids, moms, people who had nothing to do with violence whatsoever. Only civilians. No military targets were hurt. I repeat this once again. Only military targets. And to make this even worse, because, oh, I'm going to make this a lot worse before you finish this episode. I went on a pro-Russian Telegram channel. You know, the messenger, they have groups and everything. And I have a collection of some comments, mostly posted by women, as you'll notice here, because they're trying to push things through. And it's going to get even worse before we finish this episode. This episode is supposed to provoke you a bit of anger, since I'm pretty angry right now, and happiness is mandatory, but you'll understand. Picked up some choice comments. Людмила Лукьяненко. Укатайте их всех. 4 likes. Translated, kill them all. Бохохлов, or God of Хохли. Хохли is basically like the N-word just for Ukrainians in Russian. За 8 винницих трупов я сейчас открою бутылку шампанского. Translation, I'll open a bottle of champagne for 8 dead bodies in Vinnytsia. Добрый эх, the good эх. Нет там мирных. А если там, то если есть, то сторонники фашистов. 12 likes. There are no civilians, and if there are, then they are fascism supporters. Наталья. Natalie. Ой, как хорошо. Like and a heart. Oh, how wonderful. Яма. Такие атаки должны быть каждый час. Translation. Such attacks should be happening every hour. Response to someone who stated, holy shit, we just literally killed only civilians and kids. Иди нахуй, это вам за новую каховку. Fuck you, that's our range for Nova Kakhovka, which is an ammo stockpile. Here it was literally just kids and civilians. 14 likes on this. And Даня Бруно. Даня Бруно. This is bizarre, but Слава Путину за всех детей Донбасса, горите в пепле мрази Бандерского. Translation. Glory to Putin. Burn in hell for all the kids of Donbass. Bander filth. I mean, look. Information more believable from Putin? Really? Seriously? I'm sorry, but at this point I will not advertise anything. For one, I have officially become a NAFO member. You know, the one with the little Shiba Inus in their profile, because a listener of mine donated money directly, and I got an official avatar and everything. So that's good, but I mean, we have a tragedy where incompetence is used to basically use an anti-ship missile to bomb a purely civilian target, where civilians die, including kids, which have posted videos on Instagram, which are making rounds. And on social media, Russians are celebrating the deaths of little fucking kids. I'm sorry, guys. I'm at my dad's place right now. I'm in Lodz. I was supposed to have some relaxing weekend. I'm going to a therapist. I'm having some relaxation. And then one of the harshest, most brutal crimes happened here. But we're talking about, like, people on Twitter. You should follow me on Twitter. Again, I always repeat this. @Eastern_border. I post pictures there. There's a picture of this Telegram thread. There's proof, links, everything there. And I was supposed to go to my hometown, because Lodz is kind of like West Virginia. We have like moonshine here, and we go to hunt moose and deer and everything. And people have guns here, one of the few places in Latvia and Latgal where people have guns, and we have freezers and everything. And I was supposed to have a bit of a chill weekend, and then this happens. This happens, okay? And again, this also kind of, every time this happens, it just puts into context every time when people just blame the West about everything, how we're evil and how we're trying to oppress Russia. No, we're not. And they know it. They really know it, because another thing that happened was that I was sent a picture of a propaganda poster from Russia. And this poster was basically kind of an invitation, because in Russia, Putin really tries to kind of not do a mobilization effort. He refuses to mobilize, even partially. So what they're doing right now is trying to kind of get people from the regions, and I'm saying regions specifically here because neither Moscow or St. Petersburg is involved. They're trying to get these people to basically volunteer for the army service. And there's a video of like an 80-year-old man being basically forced to read whatever is thrown in his way to basically make people volunteer. And that's just ridiculously stupid. But they've also started spreading propaganda posters. And these propaganda posters basically compare the service and the Russian military to going to university. And they post that you don't need an education. Education's bad for you. Go join Russian army. You won't have a debt if you buy an apartment. And it's much better, you know, Joe, join as a contractor. It's going to be great. Or join a private military company. Because thinking is bad, kids. Shooting other people dead. Shooting kids is good. Jesus, that's going to be taken out of context. I hope everyone understood I'm being super sarcastic here, and I have no intention to being nice. I'm angry. I'm angry because, you know, the Russian opposition that I listen to, the guys who are anti-war and everything, they're trying to tell me that, oh no, it's a lie that Russians support this. But then I go and I see these hateful comments and everything. And it's kind of hard to disbelieve that 80% of people support Putin. I mean, it's gone through, it's a post-truth society. It's hard, it's even harder for me not to be super hateful, to take Russian opinion into account. It's harder and harder. With every atrocity, it becomes harder to listen to the Russian position. I can't do it. It's kind of like, you know, asking Jews to listen to the Nazi opinion and Nazi viewpoint. After every atrocity, after every uncovered concentration camp, I can't do it. It's difficult. And this is why I'm going to a therapist. I can't possibly figure this stuff out normally, because this is the heavy stuff. And to top this all off, to make my day even more glorious and fucking amazing, you know, the British POW, the one that, you know, was one of the guys who actually had a Ukrainian citizenship also and who was volunteering to fight for Ukraine, he was executed for being a mercenary. Because Donetsk, Lugansk, they're all good guys. Anyone trying to help Ukraine, those are evil. And literally, just before, 3 minutes before recording this episode, this just popped in because a listener of mine shared the link of a video with me. And the video was of that British POW being forced to sing the Russian anthem in Russian to humiliate him. Because he doesn't speak Russian. And he sings really poorly and he's worried and he's being forced to do this at gunpoint. And the saddest part is that we know that he's been executed since. So they humiliated him and then they shot him. I mean, this is... I have no words, okay? I have no words. This is evil. And I've had enough of whataboutism. I've had enough of picking sides. I mean, there is one clear side that kills kids, bombs civilian targets, is cheerful. Their population is cheerful about killing children, and that humiliate POWs before executing them. I mean, other things in the front are all quiet, but this is kind of like Remarks, all quiet on the Western Front. It's their vengeance about HIMARS. They can't hit anything military, so they do horrific things. Well then, I hope more HIMARS are coming. And I wish to see Kremlin burn. До свидания, товарищи. Happiness is mandatory. Please consider becoming our patrons. I wish that I will, you know, one day cease to talk about all these atrocities and get back to historical episodes. I'm trying to get my mental health in order, you know. I'm doing this for you. I'm going to be in US in August the 5th in New York City. And then I'm going to go to upstate New York, then from there to Maine, and then I'm going to take trains to Boston and Philly and to Washington, D.C., because I want to see your monuments there and everything. And I hope that, well, I'll, of course, be recording and taking my laptop with me, but hope to meet you there. Please reach out to me, because, you know what, I'm not a rich man, so if I can stay at your place and crash and maybe, you know, share a barbecue with you, that'd be nice. This is tiring. I'm getting tired of this war. I hope you all are. Oh, and final notice. On the bright side, I mean, Russian diplomats in Brussels made an agreement that, Lithuania is forced now to allow all the sanctioned goods to pass through from Belarus to Lithuania, to Kaliningrad, basically. Lithuanian Prime Minister stated that, we'll obviously do this, but, the current regime of nothing going through will continue until we, run through bureaucracy, finish up figuring in our parliament how this will function and work out. You know, any day now, 100%. Let's make sure the rails are safe, okay? Check them inch by inch with toothbrushes. Mm-hmm. And that's the best answer that I can get for Brussels. Well, two can play the bureaucracy game. Sorry, guys, but, like, Vinnytsia just left me speechless. No military targets, no military personnel dead, just civilian casualties. And Russians celebrating that shit. До свидания.